Paddling through the waters of Southeast, the members of the One Paddle Canoe Society will reach Juneau the same way their ancestors would have thousands of years ago.
That big one will fit here, straight after this one.
Before they departed last week, a few paddlers gathered at Auk Bay for last-minute preparations. They piled bags of supplies into a long white canoe covered in formline design with an eagle painted on the bow. The eagle canoe is manned by Alaska Native veterans. Aside from the desire to travel their ancestral waters, this group also paddles to raise awareness about the high rate of post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide among veterans. Alaska has the highest concentration of veterans in the nation, and Alaska Natives make up a large number of them.
Most every village you come into in Southeast Alaska, you'll find a combat veteran.
Dennis Jack is a combat veteran who served in Desert Storm and Iraq. He's from Angoon, and 2 years ago, he decided to organize a veteran canoe for the first time.
At that time, we had, I think, 7 veterans, and this year we have over 22 that are participating.
According to a study released in 2016 by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the risk of suicide is 22% higher among veterans compared with the rest of the U.S. population. Jack said the response after their first trip 2 years ago was extremely positive. The governor's office and other state politicians reached out to ask how they could help. This year, Safeway and Fred Meyer offered support, as well as the Department of Veteran Affairs out of Anchorage and the National Guard in Juneau.
We've managed to get some help for a couple of veterans that slipped through the cracks. They're now getting medication through the VA, and even if we helped just one person, it was well worth the trip.
Val Coudet is paddling for the first time. During the Vietnam War, Coudet served in the Women's Army Corps out of Fort Sam Houston in Texas. She's originally from Petersburg, and she's witnessed the effects of PTSD firsthand.
I had a daughter who went to Afghanistan twice. She came back very extreme PTSD, and it's been a 5-year struggle trying to keep her wanting to live.
Jack has his own reason for paddling.
I started all this year because my father was a World War II veteran. He was always wanted to be on a canoe trip, but with his age, I decided to do this in his name, in honor of my father.
The canoes are due to arrive in Douglas Harbor between 2 and 3:30 p.m. Tuesday. There will be a welcome party waiting for them. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.